KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have mostly clear skies at 74 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy. It'll be warm and humid today with a high of 91. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with a check of news on KJAN, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. In area news, police in Red Oak arrested a local man Sunday night on an assault charge. 20-year-old Dawson Allen Squires of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 8:25 p.m. for simple assault. Squires was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. Officials of the city of Elkhorn Sunday morning issued a boil order for a section of their community. The order is for residents along Pleasant Street only and is in effect until noon on Wednesday, August 29th. A boil order means any water used for cooking, drinking, or brushing teeth should be brought to a boil and let boil for a minute before cooling or using for cooking. Bottled water, of course, may be used as an alternate source. The regular water may be used for bathing, but take care not to ingest any water during shower or bath. Red Oak police report the arrest early Sunday morning, 32-year-old Kyle Gregory Wadley. He was taken into custody at around 12:45 a.m. in the vicinity of North 8th and Joy Streets in Red Oak. Wadley was charged with criminal mischief in the second degree, a Class D felony. His bond at the Montgomery County Jail was set at $5,000. Red Oak police said also that three people were cited Saturday night for alcohol-related offenses. 19-year-old Jose Alfredo Clarence Portales and 18-year-old Dylan Michael Copias, both of Red Oak, were cited for possession or consumption of alcohol under the legal age. And 21-year-old Jennifer Nicole Gibson of Red Oak was cited for providing or permitting minors to consume alcohol. The citations were handed out around 9:30 p.m. Saturday at an apartment located in the 1800 block of East Summit Street in Red Oak. The wonders of the night sky will be on display next month in western Iowa for the return of the annual Star Party at the White Rock Conservancy. The September 7th event, hosted by the Ames Area Amateur Astronomers, will provide powerful telescopes and knowledgeable astronomers from around the Midwest to help participants identify constellations and stars. The public is welcome to join the party at 7:30 p.m. again September 7th at the Conservancy's Star Field in Coon Rapids. The night will include a short astronomy presentation and door prizes. If the weather is clear, visitors will have the chance to see numerous different galaxies, nebulas, and stars millions of light years away, as well as some planets. All ages are welcome to attend, and appropriate attire and a blanket are recommended. A longtime Sioux City food distribution facility will be closing next week, affecting the jobs of 30 people. Brunger Foods is shutting down the facility on September the 7th. The company is a wholesale distributor of meat and other food products to restaurants and has operated in Sioux City for nearly 130 years. Rosemont, Illinois-based U.S. Foods bought Brunger Foods last summer. U.S. Foods spokesman Sarah Mathieu said that 14 employees will be leaving the company or applying for new roles at the company's Sioux Falls, South Dakota facility, while 16 others will be added to the Sioux Falls staff. Elsewhere in state news, a crash between two SUVs Sunday afternoon in northern Iowa's Humboldt County left a teenager dead and two adults injured. All three were from neighboring Kossuth County. The Iowa State Patrol reports a 2008 Pontiac Torrent, driven by 16-year-old Olivia Bachman of Whittemore, was traveling west on Humboldt County Road C-54 at around 4:50 p.m. Sunday when she failed to stop at the intersection with County Road P-66 south of Thor. Her SUV collided at the intersection with the northbound 2010 Toyota Highlander, driven by 64-year-old Paul Doster of Algona. Both vehicles entered the northwest corner of the intersection after the collision, where the Pontiac struck a utility pole and rolled onto its top. The Toyota came to rest in the ditch. Bachman, who was wearing her seatbelt, died at the scene. Doster and his passenger, 63-year-old Susan Doster of Algona, both of whom were wearing seatbelts, were transported to separate hospitals. Paul Doster was taken to the Humboldt Hospital by Humboldt Ambulance, while Susan Doster was flown by Mercy Air Ambulance to the Mayo Hospital in Rochester, Minnesota. And former Iowa Congressman Leonard Boswell and his wife Dodie were buried side by side Saturday in Lamoni. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
84-year-old Leonard Boswell died August 17th after a long battle with a rare form of cancer. His 82-year-old wife Dodie, a retired teacher, died early Saturday morning after a prolonged illness.
Dodie and Leonard couldn't bear to be apart more than a week.
That's State Representative Scott Orth, a presiding elder in the Community of Christ Church. Leonard Boswell served as lay pastor of the church for more than a decade. Several hundred gathered in an auditorium on the Graceland University campus in Lamoni late Saturday morning for a service honoring the couple. The Boswells met on the campus as Graceland students. The tenets of the couple's faith were emphasized at their funeral, held just 8 days before their 63rd wedding anniversary. Dodi Boswell's sister sang an African-American spiritual in tribute. Two Iowa National Guard helicopters flew over the Lamoni Cemetery Saturday at the couple's burial. Then the family hosted a celebration at the Boswell Farm near Davis City. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Republican Governor Kim Reynolds and Congressman David Young, a Republican who represents the district Boswell once served, attended Saturday's funeral, as did former Democratic Congressman Bruce Braley and Neil Smith, and current Congressman Dave Loebsack, a Democrat from Iowa City. Several state senators who served in the Iowa legislature with Boswell attended as well. In our funeral announcements, Walter Anderson, age 86, of Perry, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Walter Anderson will be today at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Perry. The Karras Family Funeral Home and Cremation Care in Perry has arrangements. Rebecca Becky Perkins, age 57, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life for Becky Perkins will be today at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Joyce Peterson, age 82, of Atlantic, died August 18th at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Joyce Peterson will be today at 2:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Janet Jan Ruth Kearns, age 70, of Ocala, Florida, native of Greenfield, died August 20th. Funeral services for Jan Kearns will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Slade O'Donnell Funeral Home of Leon has the arrangements. James Jim Waters, age 77, of Cumberland, died Saturday on his farm south of his home. Funeral services for Jim Waters will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the St. Timothy Catholic Church south of Cumberland. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Drew Bogar, age 29, of Audubon, died August 22nd at his home. Funeral services for Drew Bogar will be held Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Audubon Church of Christ. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Leland Weber, age 86, of Panora and formerly of Audubon, died Saturday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Leland Weber will be on Thursday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. And Kenneth Wester, age 79, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Allen Place. Funeral services for Kenneth Wester will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.